So, good morning everyone, and everyone online, very, very welcome, Om Shanti. We have the honor for our first session of this group to have Brother Ash Patel with us. He's coming from the UK, and when he was 2 years old, very little brother, he already got this gyan from his mother, who was following the course. So he was brought up every day with a little drip of this gyan, and this made him the way he is and his wisdom. He will have an experiential session with us on strengthening self-worth, valuing your unique journey. And Brother Ash is very honest. Very honest about his own process, whatever he experiences inside, he really looks at it, he aims to be an image of truth, that is what I see from him, and he has the capacity to help others, all of us, to also go through that process. So today we will start with it. And very happy that Ash is with us to start this group 8. Thank you, Ash.
Thank you. Thank you. It's my honor to be here. Thank you for the invitation. Om Shanti, everyone. So, I wanted to explore a number of different topics in today's session, which is really about appreciating my self-worth. And I guess I recognize how Baba's world is different to the world we live in, drastically different. And that's because as soon as we face difficulties in the world outside, everyone is very quick to focus on the problem. True? We start with the problem in mind. Whereas Baba's world is completely different. No matter what we've been through, when we come to Madhuban, whether it's our first time, whether we've been here for many, many years, he showers us with love. Yeah. And I feel that this is the secret that we need to reveal to the world, that actually requires love is the basis of our transformation. And we know this because Baba showers us with love when we first come to Madhuban. I mean, when we really think about being in this atmosphere of Madhuban, you know, the preparation that goes into the planning team, you know, to create everything that you see today is just filled with so much heartfelt love. I mean, I remember having a conversation with Sister Petra a few months ago where she was dedicating a huge amount of time just in preparing some of these journals. And then when you come here, you experience the love of the family, you experience Baba's love, you experience love through the Murli. So love is really the foundation of where we need to start if we want to start doing some inner work on ourselves. And the habit we have is that when something is bothering us, when something is affecting us, our instinct is to go near it. True? Yeah. We want to spend time thinking about it, and we will find ourselves analyzing situations in our minds to a point where they completely control us. And nothing positive comes from that level of analysis, but Baba's world, it says to us, actually, you need to push aside whatever is affecting you and focus on resetting your awareness. And so I feel that in today's session we can really explore in the workshop element how we can start by appreciating the value of our journey and what we mean to Baba. And I think this is an important aspect, that as soon as we become Brahmin, you know, as we've been traveling the whole cycle for so long, inevitably, we reach this point where there is low self-respect. So Baba has to lift us. We have to experience the opportunity to lift ourselves. And one of the things that Daddy Janki used to talk about quite a lot, and she would remind us of the value of our elevated memories. Has anyone heard that? You know, where she talks about elevated memories. And elevated memories are the memories that we hold with Baba. The journey we've had with Baba, those are the memories. How many of you have ever experienced a situation where you felt, I wish I could just bottle this experience up, and at the right time it will be with me? Has anybody ever had that feeling? Yeah, we've all had that feeling, right? Because that's what the experience of being with Baba, the experience of being on the journey, the experience of him being involved in the situations we face, that we succeed in, that's the feeling it creates. And these are the memories that we really have to hold on to when we're experiencing difficulties in our lives. And of course, we all know now is the time of settlement, right? Is there anyone who is not settling something right now? Just raise your hands. You're not settling something right now, okay? At some level, we're all going through our own settlement. Yeah, maybe it's big, maybe it's small. Nobody is free from this. And I think when the test papers come, one of the first places they rock us is in the heart. And this is where the value of heart cleansing is one of the things that I'd love to share more about, where we can really begin to inspect the heart at the level of what we hold in it and understand how to start this journey. Because it's at this level of the heart that we can begin to really move in our efforts, really shift. And so Madhuban is the opportunity for this. The vibration here is ready made so that it begins to unsettle what is in the heart. You know, firefighters have this term called backdraft. Has anybody heard of it? Just a show of hands if you've heard of it. Backdraft. Yeah. So when they say that when you introduce oxygen into a room full of fire, it creates an explosion. Yeah. And this is the phenomenon that exists in our own hearts, is when we start to come into an atmosphere as charged and as powerful as Madhuban, then actually it begins to create explosions inside of us as well, eruptions inside of us. Now you can be here first time, you can be here second time, you can be here 10 times, but Madhuban will create, the vibrations of Madhuban will start to lift things in the soul. And this goes beyond your conscious thinking. It just starts to happen. We know that maybe in the centers we serve at or go to, there is such a wonderful environment and an energy. I know the center I'm from at the Lighthouse in Worthing, it's a healing center. And people come, they come just to sit on the chairs. Sometimes they come and they cry. And that's because Baba's vibration just does what it needs to do at a level beyond the conscious. And so this is what we need to do when we're in this environment, I feel, and that is to turn the tap off here and to really open our hearts to Baba in a big way. And to open our hearts to Baba, we need one specific quality. Does anybody know what this quality is? Love. Honesty. Honesty, absolutely. Yeah, so the quality that we need to open our hearts is honesty. And it's funny that we can come to Madhuban and the love in the environment is here. The effort that everyone has made to create this stage is there. But Madhuban only responds when I make the effort. That's it. And the real effort is the effort to be truly, deeply honest with what's happening in my heart to Baba. And to own it, to accept it, to let it go. And to transform my vibrational state so that I can begin to allow new beginnings to enter my life. And this again, I feel, is different to the way the world works, right? The world is action focused. It tells us we need to address the situation, But Baba's world is all about resetting our awareness back to peace. Yeah. And if we start to do the inner work before we've lifted our consciousness, what we can sometimes feel is heaviness. Has anybody experienced that? Where you start to look at reflective questions and immediately feel, God, this is really heavy. I feel heavy. Does anybody know why that is? Sorry? Fear to face it, absolutely. Someone else put their hands up. Confusion, yes. Yeah, what's going on inside is creating such chaos that it's creating confusion. I'm not as good as Baba wants me to be, so a sense of not feeling worthy. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Sorry? Attachment. Absolutely. So the feeling of heaviness that comes when we start to do the inner work too quickly is because we haven't got enough power. Yeah, so someone said the power to face my inner world. Yeah, that's an immense power. That's essential in order for me to see without feeling heavy. And honesty is, you know, sometimes we can think we're being honest with ourselves, but we're not. If we start to see weaknesses inside of us, but it makes us feel heavy, is that honesty? What is it? Ego? Guilt? If it starts to make me feel low and heavy, what is happening in there? Yeah. It's self-judgment. Low self-esteem, yeah. But it's a feeling of self-judgment. So sometimes we can start to see our weaknesses and think we're being honest with ourselves, but if it's pulling our consciousness down, then actually what we're experiencing is self-judgment. Because where there is honesty in the heart, there will be lightness, yeah? Realization. The power to realize. So realization in Baba's world is forgiveness. And this is, I guess, where Baba really wants us to be, where the heart opens to such an extent that it creates an inner power that allows me to realize the magnitude of my mistake, the weaknesses, but without feeling low. Instead, it gives me a feeling that I can change this, that I can work with Baba to really change this. And Madhuban is also an environment where I remember listening to somebody downstairs. There's the NCCC retreat taking place. And the brother downstairs, I think when he started his presentation, he said, "No conversation is ordinary." And it's interesting, we have to remind ourselves of this when we come into this space, because we can slip into this ordinary consciousness rather than this intoxicated consciousness of sharing the value of our journey to others, sharing the value of Baba in our own journey to others. And that's how we can really truly inspire each other. That's how we can truly support one another. And so I think Madhuban also requests in a subtle way to really examine the quality of the conversations and to create space between me and the people I travel with and the souls I travel with. Because here you may come in a group, but you are individual. You come here only for yourself. You take only what you put in. And so at times you may feel that I need to be with somebody. And there are moments like that during Madhuban, but the effort really starts when I'm able to really become more introverted in my efforts. And we know this because we've experienced that ourselves, but actually especially in this short period of time when the acceleration in our stage can be so immense if we create detachment in our own worlds. You know, to create separation between me and the people I'm with, and find your own space and create the time to just sit with Baba with an open heart. And what does it mean to sit with Baba with an open heart? It doesn't mean I sit there and have a heart-to-heart conversation. It doesn't. Because a heart-to-heart... Become a baby. Thank you, Parash Bhai. And that's the key thing, isn't it? It's you know, you never tell the surgeon what he needs to operate on. He knows what he needs to operate on. We just have to do our job of coming in front of that surgeon and just having an open heart. And that's it. Because a heart-to-heart conversation with God only takes place when the heart is truly clean. Yeah, when it's truly released. Any trace of pain or any trace of heavy emotions that we're holding in the heart. And I think until we've reached full soul consciousness, we will constantly be absorbing in one situation or another. True? Right? So when we come to Madhavan, Baba doesn't want to hear what we think we need to do. Baba wants to hear where we're at. And I feel that on my journey, you know, there are three aspects of change that I've had to pay attention to. And, you know, change is important in this way because this is the only way it makes sense. Firstly, I have to know where I'm at. Yeah? Secondly, I have to know where I'm going. And thirdly, I have to know how to get there. Yeah? So if we think of ourselves as lost in a field somewhere, and you pick up the phone to call up the recovery service, the first question anybody's going to ask you is, where are you at? Yeah? And sometimes, and I know this from my own journey, that my effort has not been true to where I'm at, because I don't know where I'm at. So I don't know where to make effort. So the power of honesty is so critical because it opens my awareness to be touched by God. And when Baba says an honest heart receives so much help from him, he is absolutely true. Because here in Madhavan there's so many classes, there's so many conversations. But how does aspects of knowledge really touch us at a deeper level? They can only touch us at a deeper level when we have understood ourselves with deep honesty. What is troubling us? What is affecting us? What are the subtle or gross sins that we're committing that's creating heaviness? What our weaknesses are? Whatever it may be, but that sort of level of checking is essential. Because then when we come and start having conversations with instrument souls or peers or sitting in lectures or classes, then actually there will always be something of value that Baba will draw your attention to. And this is how honesty works. Has anybody experienced that? Like when you've been deeply honest with Baba the night before in your chart, the next day in the Murli, there is always something that is drawing your attention to it. And it draws your attention to it in such a way that actually it pulls you to pay more attention to it. So this is how Baba's help works when the heart becomes honest. And sometimes we may not know what we need to be honest about. True? Yeah, because maybe we've had so many things that have happened to us in the whole year that we just don't know what to be honest about. But actually Baba just knows. He's waiting for us to sit in front of him and just say, Baba, I know I need to be honest about something, but I don't know what. And if we open our hearts in this way, Baba will guide us to what we need to settle. And I'll share a story of my own in this Madhavan trip. You know, over the last year, my health condition has created more challenges, and I felt a huge level of tiredness in this physical costume. And I also know that physical tiredness isn't just caused by the illness. It is caused by the suppression of emotion that we carry. So sometimes we have to understand our own stage and our own physical condition because it speaks to us and tells us that there's something I need to pay attention to. If the heart is heavy, it will speak to us because we will feel sad. We will feel unhappy. We will feel disengaged. We won't be able to absorb information. So heaviness in the heart will create symptoms like that. We may sit in front of the Murli, but the Murli doesn't do anything. It doesn't go in. Yeah, we can have all of the support we need, but information isn't going in because there's a blockage in the heart. And so in this way, we have to see the symptoms of what we're experiencing in our own world that is creating heaviness in our hearts. And when I sit with Baba, just sit with the intention, Baba, let's square up. Let me understand where I'm at so I can draw your help and power. And I feel Baba really responds to that, genuinely. And for the, you know, when I came into Madhuban, I came on the 7th. And the first experience that I put myself through was to sit in meditation, in yoga, for half an hour every 2 hours. And the reason I did that is because I know that that level of intensity in remembrance begins to stir the pot inside. Yeah. And you know, Baba always says that when something moves into its most extreme form, it will erupt in an extreme way before it leaves you. And in this way, our inner world begins to speak to us in the language of feelings. And when we stir the pot because we sit in front of Baba and, you know, sometimes we just won't be able to have remembrance. Sometimes we'll have so much tiredness. Sometimes we will have headaches or the body begins to ache. Anybody experience any of those? Yeah, we've all been there and felt that way. But that level of deeper cleansing is taking place. And I feel that the first step in Madhuban is to go through a cleansing process, is to lighten the heart of the burden you've carried. And because until we're really able to do that, we can't experience lightness. We can't experience the happiness. We can't experience that concentrated state of tapasya that we can draw strength from. This is my experience, I have to say. But also, we don't know what we need to settle or finish. We don't know. We think we know, or we want to take control mentally, but we don't know. And I remember that after 3 days of doing this form of tapasya when I started in this Madhuban trip, obviously things were coming up in my body. I could feel tiredness. I felt, you know, the body was grumbling in a number of ways. But it can also come out in the form of sickness, right? Sometimes, especially in Madhuban, we will fall very ill. Why? Because that settlement is taking place internally as the suppression of emotions that we've held on to is lifting from our physical or cellular structure. And so Baba just wants us to sit with him and bake so that he can begin to release debris. You know, debris is dirt, the dirt that has been accumulated over a period of time. And that releases. Then I remember one day, I just thought, I need to go for a walk around Nucky Lake. And it was the most beautiful walk that I went on, very quietly, very silently. And there was a lovely bench in front of the sun, and I just sat there. And I was listening to some nice instrumentals, but then all of a sudden, I just felt sucked into a deep state of meditation for about 10 minutes. 10 minutes of really powerful, I don't know what Baba did to me in that moment, but he showed me a scene in my recent past where I'd given sorrow to somebody. And it was really clear, really clear. But what followed that scene was tears. And I felt at the end of those tears, there was a huge amount of lightness, but I felt that that was the gift of my tapasya. And Baba begins to show you what aspect of the past that I need to let go and release now. And so when I returned to my room, I could really write a letter of forgiveness and to really finish whatever I needed to finish. But in this way, Baba guides us to very specific aspects of our past that we need to pay attention to if we do the work of just sitting with Him. And I know from my own past experience that until we can do this inner work, Motherbun can give us something, but we will always leave feeling we have unfinished business. Has anybody ever left Motherbun thinking, I have unfinished business? Yeah, sometimes you have that feeling, you know, it happens. Because maybe we haven't received the full value of our efforts. So I thought I'd share some of these aspects first, before we started our workshop. And the last thing I wanted to just cover was recognizing how we begin this journey. So I started this talking about love is the starting point and really appreciating the value of Baba in my life and the value of my journey. Honesty is the second phase of effort, where the journals that have been prepared for you really hold some valuable reflective questions. So the work has already been done for you. And these reflective questions will allow you to really sit down and contemplate deeply with Baba. And so this is where you can really emerge a lot more honesty in yourselves. The third part of being in Motherbun is this aspect of forgiveness. You know, sometimes in our Brahmin journey, we can make a number of mistakes. We can hold on to things that we shouldn't hold on to. We can, you know, be sabotaging our Brahmin journeys because of some of the sanskars we have. And at a certain point, we have to seek forgiveness from Baba. We have to acknowledge that. We have to seek forgiveness, and we have to go through a period of repentance. And this is a really important part of being in Motherbun. And so letting go is this third phase of effort that I need to make. And there was a wonderful class that was given by Jenti Ben. It was on omens and shadows. It was a long time ago. It was in 2012. But it was talking about the effect a mistake has on the intellect and how it locks the intellect to such an extent that actually we're not able to absorb gyan fully until we deeply acknowledge the mistake, seek forgiveness, and then go through a period of repentance. And so this three-stage process, I feel, is an important part of being in Motherbun, where the mirror that is Motherbun can really reflect back to our hearts what we need to pay attention to in a merciful way. Not in a way that makes us necessarily feel heavy, but in a way that says, Baba, I acknowledge I've made a mistake here. Yeah. And Baba is the ocean of forgiveness. He wants to forgive us. And he wants us to just own our inner world and just own our mistakes, and that's it. And once we do that, he will take control. He will take care of everything that happens in our hearts. And so this is my experience of recognizing that the journey starts through upliftment, because we need to raise our consciousness from whatever is affecting us, so that when we start to see ourselves as we are, we're seeing it from a more benevolent vision. You see what I mean? So when something is affecting us, our consciousness drops, doesn't it? Yeah. And whatever is affecting us, we start to analyze at this level of our consciousness. And we never find any solutions because our consciousness has dropped. And so when we're suffering, that's what's happening. We're at this stage where our consciousness has dropped. So upliftment is necessary. So this is why Baba says, when you come here and you listen to the Muralis, he says, you are the stars in my eyes. You know, he says, my world is incomplete without you. He really makes you feel like the most important soul in the world, right? And that's because he knows that our consciousness, particularly when we have fallen or when we've suffered, he needs to push us up. So that when we start to do the inner work, we do it from this position here. We start to look at ourselves, not from judgment, but from a space of kindness, from a space of detachment, from a space where we can begin to accept what is happening. And that's it. And I think when we can really accept what is happening in our inner worlds, detachment is natural. Situation is still there, but it doesn't affect us anymore. or it affects us less. We are now in control. And so I feel in this way, the first step leads to the second step. So the first step is love. The second step is honesty. The third step is letting go and forgiveness. And when I've forgiven myself, then there is lightness. And I leave Mother Bone with this happiness. You know, some of us, you know, I think one of the things I recognize also in the world is that we can't attract anything new until we have released old weight. Everyone agree with that? Yeah? We realize it here that when we experience lightness, then our vibrational energy changes, but actually the level of our thinking also changes. The structure in our minds allows us to think with a lot more enthusiasm, willpower, determination, and actually we trust the thoughts that we're having. And that's because the heart is clean. When the heart is clean, the mind will be able, you'll be able to trust what is happening in your thoughts. And the challenge with a heart that is impure, a heart that is impure and holding on to deep negative feelings, the challenge with that is it will erupt into our minds. So does anybody remember 2 days ago, Baba said, think with pure feelings in the blessing. Does everyone remember that? Think with pure feelings. And it's interesting because that I feel that that's what Baba really wants from us, is to open our hearts to such an extent that the purity of feeling and benevolence that exists drives our thinking. And so the opposite is also true, is that when the heart is impure and holding on to lots of negative feelings, then the challenge with that is our thoughts will also be down. Our thoughts will also be heavy. So a lot of our thinking comes from what we're holding in our hearts. And so if we can flush out a lot of the things in our hearts, then the mind becomes peaceful. The intellect is able to understand what is right and what is wrong. Yeah, and the heart is able to experience Baba's love and able to draw power. And so this is, I guess, the secrets, or certainly what I feel, what Daddy has shown us to pay attention to. Daddy Janki has always talked a lot about the cleansing of the heart as the basis of transformation. And I feel that some of these inspirations have really, in my efforts, have been drawn from one of the eight. So shall we start on this reflective part of our journey now? And experience maybe a meditation to start with, but maybe a few questions that we can explore ourselves in reflection. Yeah? Okay. So just take a moment now to just put your pens and paper to one side. And let us now create space between the world on the outside and my world on the inside. And as I move into this silent and quiet inner world, I begin to see my light form. And I step into my light form. As the light of the soul radiates all around me, I step into this angelic costume that allows me to experience the subtle feelings of my true nature, feelings of quietness, feelings of peace, feelings of warmth and love. And I just observe myself in this costume of light. And now in 1 second, I transport myself to this dimension of white light, the angelic realm, the subtle region, where the presence of this warm, benevolent light welcomes me. And Baba becomes present. And Baba walks to me with a big smile on his face and welcomes me. He embraces me with a big hug. And in this hug, I feel an unconditional acceptance that is filled with love, with divine love. And Baba looks into my eyes and he cups my face in his hand. And with a lot of warmth, he says to me, "My sweet, beloved child, welcome home. Whatever you are, however you are mine." And in this embrace, you begin to feel a deep inner sense of acceptance. That Baba knows me. Baba sees me. Baba sees my struggles. And he sees my value. And Baba holds my hand now and guides me in front of 2 mirrors. And in this first mirror, there is a reflection. I realize that this is the mirror of my fortune. And in this mirror, you're able to see all of the instruments and souls that have been instrumental in serving you, in opening your path, in sustaining you. You recognize the great fortune of being in this gathering, of being chosen out of multi-millions. Just allow yourself to experience the blessings of all of the souls that have served you, that have sustained you. Their blessings of success are garlanded around your neck. And you recognize that success is your birthright. No matter what you go through, this blessing that is garlanded will always work for you. So just take a moment now to appreciate the value of all of the souls that have invested in you, all of the instruments that have guided your path, and to acknowledge Baba's presence in your life. And Baba now takes your hand and takes you to the second mirror. And this is the mirror of your blessings. On this journey, you have been an instrument to serve other souls. And you have served them with your heart. And in return, all of the souls that you have been an instrument to serve have blessed you from their heart. And Baba shows you this scene. And as you experience the blessings of all of the souls in front of you, you experience them in the form of colors coming towards you. Whatever these colors may be, each color represents a quality. These are the qualities that you have served with. So take a moment now to observe the scenes and qualities that you have served with your heart. There is power in your blessings, and your blessings work for you at your time of need. And Baba shows you that your stock of blessings can increase as you serve fully with your heart. Let us now take a moment to appreciate the opportunities that Baba has given us to earn our blessings and fortune. Thank Baba for picking you as an instrument, and recognize that there is some uniqueness that Baba sees in you, so that he can complete his task. Let me open my inner eye to recognize my uniqueness to Baba's task. And as I do this, I can begin to increase my self-worth and see my value in a different way. And finally now, I bring my awareness back gently into my surroundings. I take a moment to appreciate the gift of whatever Baba has shown me. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Om Shanti. Okay, so welcome back. So let us experiment now and just see what feelings and memories Baba touches our intellect with as we reflect on certain questions. So behind me, the projector will share a few questions that will just give us a chance to see what we need to see. So if you've got your notebooks and pens handy, this is a good time to warm them up. The questions are up? Oh, brilliant. Okay, excellent. Okay. So question one. Can everyone see that, by the way? Or shall I repeat these questions? It's very clear? Okay. Superb. So maybe let's just spend the next 10 minutes or so just reflecting on these questions and seeing what memories, Baba, touches your awareness. Yeah, so maybe I can just repeat them so that the translators can share. Okay, fine, good, thank you. Okay, so the question one is, think back to one cherished or special memory that you treasure deeply. So think back to one cherished and special memory that you treasure deeply. What magical qualities does this moment hold that makes it so dear to your heart? What magical qualities does this moment hold that makes it so dear to your heart? You have many. No? So in Baba's world, there are no elevated memories that you can reflect on? I don't believe that. There are many. There are many. So just think of your journey. Maybe at the start of your journey, maybe in the middle of your journey, maybe even something recent. It doesn't have to be big. It just has to have touched your heart. I'm sure there are many things that have touched your heart. So maybe we could just have some reflective music in the background, if that's possible. Thank you. In the Muralis, Baba always says, remember the days of your childhood, because the childhood days are the best days. There are many special memories contained in those days. Maybe we'll just have another minute for that, and then we can move on to the next question. So there's one thing I just wanted to address, because I could see a few people thinking, I haven't got any memories. Interestingly, sometimes there is a difference between us trying to find the memory, which is to pursue our thoughts, and us just allowing Baba to show us what the memory is, right? And that's the difference between analyzing our thoughts and brain to reflecting. And just holding a space where Baba can touch the intellect with what it needs to see. And we don't know what we need to see, but this is where Baba can really work his magic. Did anybody experience a particular memory that you suddenly just got sucked into? You almost found yourself reliving? Just a show of hands if you felt that. Okay. Wonderful. Thank you. I remember that happened to me in a group in November. And all of a sudden, there's this one memory that popped up, and there were so many wonderful tears coming out my eyes, and I was facilitating the session, thinking, Baba, what are you doing here? So you don't know what's going to come to support your journey until you open your heart up to, you know, reflecting in this way, I feel. So let's explore this second question, and just for the translators, I'll say it slowly twice. So reflect on a challenging period that you successfully navigated in your life journey with Baba's help. Reflect on a challenging period or situation that you successfully navigated in your life journey with Baba's help. Looking back at it now, what do you appreciate or value about its significance in your life? So looking back at it now, what do you appreciate or value about its significance in your life? We know drama is benevolent. And sometimes it's difficult to accept drama as benevolent when we're going through a world of pain. True? But then when we look back years later, we kind of think, actually, that's the best thing that could have happened to me. Has anybody ever had that experience? Yeah, we've all had that experience. That's the best thing that could have happened to me. So in whatever we're facing now, we will look back in our future form and think, that's the best thing that could have happened to me. In a similar way, let's explore where Baba's help has guided us. So we can really appreciate the smaller things that Baba is really present for in our lives. So see what comes up in that question for you. So we can just have some background music. Does anybody need a bit more time for that second question? Just to raise your hands if you need a bit more time, okay? Okay, so we'll just have another minute to bring closure to your reflections. You can continue this after the session. And also, the last two questions, feel free just to take them as a note. I'm conscious of time. So maybe you could spend some time in the garden and just hold a space where you can check in with yourself through these questions, yeah? Yeah, so for the last question, I'll just read it out. Thank you. Okay, so the last question was, what is the one remarkable aspect of your life? What is the one remarkable aspect of your spiritual life that when you pause to consider its influence, that when you pause to consider its influence, fills you with gratitude and wonder. Fills you with gratitude and wonder. What is the one remarkable aspect of your life, your spiritual life, that when you pause to consider its influence, fills you with gratitude and wonder? You know, when we recognize that it's almost like a miracle takes place when a Brahmin is born, the amount of investment of time, energy, so it's no small thing to be able to see our lives in this way. Okay. And there's one more. Okay, it's not on my sheet here. So the last question is, what is the one quality that Baba sees? What is the one quality that Baba sees that you have the potential to reveal in yourself? That you have the potential to reveal in yourself. So what is the one quality that Baba sees that you have the potential to reveal in yourself? Okay, so no need to answer the last two questions now. But if you've completed the first couple of questions, maybe you can look around and see who you want to go and have a conversation with. Right? So this is a big part of elevated memories, elevated conversations. And for the next 10 minutes, maybe we could do something a little bit different. We start by having a listening exercise. So anybody who wants to can do this. If you don't, just sit and have yoga. But just listen to what the other person sharing their journey. It's a miracle when you start listening to hearing a Brahmin's journey. It just fills you with intoxication, right? So let's just hold a space where we can really deeply listen to this other person. And whilst you're listening, I'd like you to do one thing, which is tear off a bit of paper in your notebook, yeah, and write down what you're picking up from them as a quality. Yeah? Does that make sense? And also you can write down one positive good wish you have for them. Is that clear? So you want to write down, as you're listening, what quality or qualities you're picking up from them as a vibration, and one positive good wish. And at the end, just give it to them with loving drishti. Okay? Everyone okay with that? Excellent. So feel free to find your conversation listening partner and enjoy the next 10 minutes. We can just have some background music in the meantime. Thank you.